أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن نكثوا أيمانهم من بعد عهدهم وطعنوا في دينكم فقاتلوا أئمة الكفر إنهم لا أيمان لهم لعلهم ينتهون. ألا تقاتلون قوما نكثوا أيمانهم وهموا بإخراج الرسول وهم بدؤوكم أول مرة أتخشونهم فالله أحق أن تخشوه إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 12 and number 13 of Surah Tawbah. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said with regards to those that had broken the covenant, the treaty with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Muslims, فَإِن تَابُوا, if they make Tawbah, وَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ, and they establish the salah, wa atu zakah, and they give the zakah, for ikhwanukum fi din, then they are your brothers in deen. In other words, they will remain in the fold of Islam, and they will continue, or we will continue our brotherhood with them. Now in these two ayat, and actually the next three ayat thereafter, the five verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fact that when they break the covenant, they break the treaty, at the time of the treaty, and more especially the treaty of Hudaybiyah that is being spoken about here by and large, they had signed the treaty with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They dictated the terms of the treaty. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had agreed to everything. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about various aspects of what is termed as qital, as fighting, as making jihad against them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن نَكَثُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ عَهْدِهِمْ, if they break their covenant, they break their oath, after they had made the covenant, they had signed the treaty with you, that is number one, they broke the treaty. Number two, وَطَعَنُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ, they became blasphemous insofar as your deen is concerned. One is that a kafir may have some reservations in his heart for Islam. And one is he becomes blasphemous by way of speech, especially in an Islamic country, and this is what we're speaking about. They have been given security and safety in an Islamic country, and then they become blasphemous against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, فَقَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ, then fight the leaders. Fight the leaders of kufr. Each person that becomes blasphemous, each person that breaks his covenant, breaks his treaty against the Muslim, then such that they have become blasphemous, then obviously they have become leaders against Islam, they have become leaders in kufr, leaders in disbelief. Innahum la imana lahum. Allah Ta'ala then in between says, the truth of the matter is that they are not people that would hold and honor the oaths that they make, the covenants that they make. But very important, why are we going to fight them? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَنْتَهُونَ. It is not a matter of our revenge. It is not a matter of our anger against them. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَنْتَهُونَ. So that they may desist, so that they may refrain. And this is the very core, and this is the very aspect of it. That qital fi sabilillah, to fight in the path of Allah, to make jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not about venting our anger. At the very beginning of the surah, we spoke about this, that they broke the treaty in Ramadan of the 8th year of the Hijrah. And it was thereafter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed all of this. It is to bring about justice on earth, to bring about tawheed, so that people will believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that people will make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا تُقَاتِلُونَ قَوْمًا نَكَثُوا أَيْمَانَهُمْ. Why should you not fight a community, a group of people who had broken the covenant? Now that was one reason that Allah ta'ala had given. The second reason is they break the covenant, then they become blasphemous. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about other reasons, more especially in the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, the Muhajirun that were in Makkah Mukarrama. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَهَمُّ بِإِخْرَاجِ الرَّسُولِ, that they had resolved that they will expel Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and obviously the Sahaba that were with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam expel him from the city of Makkah, and together with him his Sahaba. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in Makkah. Those Sahaba were born in Makkah by and large. They had a birthright to Makkah Mukarrama, like everybody else had the right to be in Makkah Mukarrama. But obviously, in the previous surah, Surah Al-Anfal, we discussed the different plans that they were making in trying to remove Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and stop the spread of Islam. They have even resolved to have killed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was then that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said to him that now you will leave and you will make this hijrah. So all the intentions, all the bitter intention against Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had begun from them. It had never started from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wahum bada'ukum awwala marratin, and they were the ones that had begun in the first instance. Now, on the one hand, they had resolved to assassinate Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which then led to the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming to Makkah Mukarrama in the 6th day of the hijrah to make Umrah. They were the ones that stopped Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the treaty was signed, they were the ones that broke the treaty against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the final detail of it was that the treaty entailed that none will lift arms against the other, and there were those tribes that were allies to each one. Some tribes were friends with the Quraysh of Makkah, some tribes were friends with the believers, with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each one was not supposed to help their allies. The Quraysh could not help their friends, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not help their friends. Now there were two tribes, the Banu Bakr and the Banu Khuzaymah. Both of them, the Banu Bakr was friends and allies with the Quraysh of Makkah, the Banu Khuzaymah was friends and allies with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These two tribes had a difference between them. They went to war. The Quraysh, number one, supplied them arms. Number two, some of the Quraysh even participated in the battle, and they were the ones that had been the leaders in breaking this treaty with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the first instance. Atakhshawnahum? Allah Ta'ala asked the question that do you fear them? In other words, when you have the help, the nusrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is no need to have any fear with regards to them whatsoever. فَاللَّهُ أَحَقُّ أَن تَخْشَوْا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a greater right that you have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all of that, إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously you will have the fear of Allah. When one has the real and true fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, remaining in the total obedience of Allah ta'ala at all times, then the fear of others besides Allah leaves the heart of an individual. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.